Praise be Jesus and Mary. There's a prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola that he was accustomed to say that begins, Doce me Domine, teach me, O Lord. And then it goes on with his various petitions, teach me to give and not to count the cost, and all of that. And that reveals the openness of heart with which St. Ignatius approached prayer, approached his time with the Lord, teach me, O Lord. And so here, in contrast, in today's gospel, we have our Lord and he's entering the synagogue. He goes into the synagogue, and we know that our Lord would go into the synagogues on the Sabbath for what reason? To teach. Okay, to teach. And so our Lord enters with the purpose of teaching. But notice that the Pharisees, they don't have a disposition of ones who are to be taught. But instead, why do they come? Not to be taught. They don't have the prayer of St. Ignatius, teach me, O Lord. But instead, they come so that they might accuse him. Now, when we enter into prayer, I think it's very doubtful that we have the bad intentions of the Pharisees, but maybe we don't have that openness of a St. Ignatius. Our Lord poses this question to the Pharisees, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it? And what is their response? They remain silent. Maybe that happens sometimes when we enter into prayer. Our Lord, he's asking us to give up our attachments, to enter into an apostolate, to embrace a vocation, or whatever it may be. But our response, because we're not 100% open, like a St. Ignatian, like a St. Ignatius, maybe our response is more silence than anything else. And so we need to have that openness. And we know that our Lord, throughout our life, will never stop teaching us. It's not like anybody has arrived at the point where they have nothing else to learn on the road to holiness. And so we can all be taught, and we all need to cultivate that disposition of openness and allowing our Lord to teach us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.